You may have heard persistence is key. We've heard it in many areas of our lives. As an entrepreneur, I'm always fascinated by those stories of people who've gone way beyond the realms of normal, dare I say it, sane people, to keep faithful to their idea, their concept, their vision. You know, the stories of Ray Kroc at McDonald's and Colonel Sanders at KFC, Walt Disney, Thomas Edison, and more recently, Jack Ma of Alibaba and Yan Kang, who founded WhatsApp after being rejected by Facebook, only to sell WhatsApp back to Facebook years later. But the one that caught my eye was Howard Schultz at Starbucks. He approached 242 banks to get a loan to start up his coffee business. All of them said no, and in the end he had to go and find some personal investors who'd help him set up. He now employs hundreds of thousands of people across the world, selling coffee and creating a great environment for people to socialise and meet up and have fun. So I guess the moral of the story is, if you haven't tried 242 times to get your enterprise, your project, your idea off the ground, then there's great news. You've got scope to keep going and land it. Okay, let's get started. This is The Change Show with Simon Phillips. Come for the personal and professional development and come back time after time because you are that persistent change maker. You see, persistence is the number one ingredient to success, according to just about everybody that you would ever ask who's ever made something with their lives, who's ever gone out there and achieved something, or supported, or led, or made change happen in society. Persistence was the thing that got them there. I personally don't know anyone who's ever been an overnight success. All of the stories of overnight successes come after years of preparation, years of practice, years of endurance, and years of just doing anything that they could to enhance their chances of success. You see, persistence is really nothing more than that. It's about increasing our opportunities to succeed. My old mentor used to say, if you throw enough mud at the wall, some of it will stick. I'm sure you've heard people say, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Les Brown likes to say, if I can look up, then I can get up. You see, all these stories are of people who've persisted. They knew that that's what it took. So I've got a story of 3 authors that highlights this need to be persistent. You all know J.K. Rowling for the Harry Potter series, but did you know she was turned down by 12 publishers? How about Stephen King? If you were Stephen King's publisher, wouldn't you be a happy person right now? But Stephen King was turned down 30 times by publishers. But by far the biggest number I've come across is Jack Canfield and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. The original book was turned down by 144 publishers. That series has gone on to sell 115 million copies, making over $1 billion in profits. You see, it's not about the speed at which your idea can take off. It's all about, have you got the persistence to wait around until it does happen? You see, it comes down to what I call the 4 P's of persistence. And it all starts, yet again, with purpose. What's your purpose? What are you trying to achieve? Because if that's really strong, if that's something that you really want to achieve, it won't matter to you how many times your idea is rejected. It won't matter how many times you have to get back up and try again, because it's your purpose. Now, a purpose doesn't exist all on its own. You need to back that up with a plan, a solid plan, a plan that takes you from A to Z and back again if necessary, but a plan that helps you on a daily basis know what you're doing next. Now, we've talked several times on The Change Show about the importance of being resilient, and that comes out in, what's your level of positivity? There's no point being persistent at something and being miserable. Misery loves company, but it's not the sort of company you're going to need if you're going to get your idea off the ground, if you're going to be that person making a difference. What you're going to need to be instead is the 3rd P, which is positive. You're going to need to adapt a positive mindset, one that says, I expect this outcome, so that even though you may face a rejection, even though you may need to get up again, your mindset is still positively attuned for all of the opportunities that may come your way. And the final P when it comes to persistence is people. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who's on your team? Who's going to help you when you run out of ideas? Who's there to pick you back up when you've been knocked down for a sixth time in one day, maybe? The people around you need to be your biggest supporters. So select them wisely. Think about who you're sharing your ideas with. Think about where your energy goes. Is it for and with people that are returning that energy and keeping you buoyant? Because if it's not, your persistence will soon wane. So in many respects, it all comes down to just one thing. You just need to decide. Once you've decided, I'm doing this, it really doesn't matter how the world responds, because you're doing it whether they respond positively or not. Eventually, you will find another fool like you. That's how I think about this. There's got to be somebody else out there who's as foolish as me to want to get an idea like this off the ground. With the billions of people wandering the planet, there's got to be at least one who's got the same sort of idea and vision as you and will help you get your vision off the ground. So where are you in terms of persistence and those four P's? Are you clear on your purpose? Have you got a good plan that you're confident in? Are you maintaining a positive mindset? And have you got good people around you? If any of those is a weakness for you, ask yourself, who can help? Is there a mentor that can help you? Is there someone with experience specifically in your area? Is there someone whose speciality is being a cheerleader? Find those people and just ask. Tell them what you're trying to achieve. Tell them where you've got to so far and ask for their support. You'll be surprised how many people out there will be incredibly happy to help with one of those four P's that we just discussed. Okay, so get out there this week, look at your four P's, see the gaps, work on seeing if there's something you can do to plug a gap and make something happen this week, and let me know how you get on. I'll look forward to hearing from you.